Not everyone thought he was the right leader for this particular war. He was older than the norm for a combat commander, and his reputation exceeded in some ways those civilians to whom he was supposed to report. Far more than most generals, he held to the idea that the commander in the field was the decision maker, not merely tactically, but strategically as well. He was known among his peers as one who manipulated the information he passed on to his superiors in order to justify the plans he intended to carry out. From their years together in the Philippines, when Ike was an aide to MacArthur, Eisenhower understood MacArthur's Olympian style of deciding what information he wants Washington to have and what he will withhold. This was especially relevant in Korea, a new kind of limited war, which demanded all sorts of political decisions and a certain pragmatism that was alien to MacArthur's sense of duty. Eisenhower thought a younger commander would have been far more appropriate than, as he phrased it, an untouchable. There was also the danger with MacArthur that he had begun to see his mission in Asia in a quasi-religious light, as the leader of a holy crusade against a godless enemy. Be that as it may, in 1950, Douglas MacArthur was at the summit of one of the most glorious careers in American history. He was the son of Arthur MacArthur, a Civil War hero who won the Congressional Medal of Honor at age 18, and who later commanded American troops during the Philippine insurrection. Arthur MacArthur, one of his aides noted, was the most flamboyantly egotistical man I had ever seen, until I met his son.